Regulation of gene expression. Theoretically, any one B cell has many genes from which to choose to synthesize an IG molecule. Multiple V, D, and J genes to form the variable regions, and different genes for the light chains kappa and lambda. In reality, each B cell uses only one set of VDJ genes and one type of light chain. As a result, a single B cell produces an IG of only one antigenic specificity. Furthermore, a given B cell has two sets of chromosomes, one set from each parent. So theoretically, IG genes located on both chromosomes could synthesize IG molecules. This does not occur. In contrast to almost all other gene products which are derived from genes from both parental chromosomes, IG chains are coded for by only one set of genes either from the maternal or the paternal chromosome. For example, the H chain may be coded for by genes on the paternal chromosome and the L chain, either kappa or lambda, by genes on the maternal chromosome. This phenomenon of using genes from only one parental chromosome is known as allelic exclusion. The steps in rearrangement, allelic exclusion, and hence the synthesis of a complete IG molecule are very tightly controlled, although all the control mechanisms are not yet completely clear. If a successful or productive rearrangement of VD and J gene DNA occurs on one of the parental chromosomes, and an H-chain polypeptide is produced, the other parental H-chain locus stops rearranging as a result of some kind of suppressive mechanism. If the attempt to rearrange the VD and J genes on the first parental chromosome is unsuccessful, i.e., if it fails to produce a polypeptide chain, then the second parental chromosome continues H-chain locus rearrangement. The same process then occurs with the L-chain loci, first with the kappa and then with the lambda genes. Productive rearrangement resulting from the joining of a V segment to a J segment of any one of these genes causes the others to remain in germline form. In this way, the cell progresses through some or all of its chromosomal copies until it has successfully completed the productive rearrangement of genes for one H and one L chain. These chains then become the basis of the antibody specificity of that particular cell. In summary, only one H chain and one L chain are functionally expressed in a B cell, even though every B cell contains two chromosomes, paternally and maternally derived, that could code for the heavy chain and two chromosomes that could code for the light chain. This mechanism of gene exclusion ensures that every B cell and the antibody it synthesizes are monospecific, that is, are specific for only one epitope. In this way, an individual B cell is prevented from forming and expressing IG molecules with different antigenic specificities on its cell surface.